Did you know that there are 11 million Americans going to college who are not full of anxiety about their job prospects, their accumulation of student debt, students who probably do not laugh at Garrison Keillor's many jokes about English majors, who are looking at career options, solid career options like agri-aviator, think crop dusting, or environmental technology, think one of the fastest growing fields in the country. For thousands of dollars less than four-year colleges, community colleges are a giant infrastructure of educational achievement that have evolved in this country to be community centers, industrial laboratories, and social need responders using education as a way to address multiple challenges in communities big and small. This is the focus of our Community College Challenge series. We're going to show you how these institutions, in many cases, have gone from second-rate, also-rans, barely better than GED mills for high school dropouts, to superior institutions, whether measured by graduation rates, postgraduate employment, or admission to top-ranked four-year universities. I'm going to take you now to a school in South Dakota, Lake Area Technical Institute in Watertown. 75% to 80% graduation rate, 98% of students employed or in continuing education 6 months after graduation. Not bad. And President Barack Obama delivered the commencement address last May at Lake. Let's hear some school spirit, community college style.
Hi, my name's Evan Murphy. I'm 24 years old.
My name is Brian Olson, and I'm an instructor here at Lake Area Tech.
My name is Carly Stoneman. I'm 20 years old.
My name is Corey Muschitz. I am the Think Big instructor for Butler Machinery.
My name is Alec Lee. I'm 19 years old.
I'm Mike Courtney, president, Lake Area Technical Institute in Watertown, South Dakota. Our students are energetic, hardworking, talking about the bulldozer they just got off of or the fire truck that they just got to go around and practice their firefighting on. If they're not smiling, then there's something wrong.
Lake Area is special and unique in its own way because all the teachers, they know pretty much all the students and they can kind of interact personally on a personal level like that.
I guess what's special and unique about Lake Area is the hands-on right away. We have a lot of classes where we're out there working with horses, and also that combined with the teacher's industry experience really makes it successful, I believe.
The best part about community college overall is probably the different age groups coming together. So in one class, you could have somebody that's 18 years old and somebody that's 40 years old that just wants to come back because they never had the opportunity before. So they can have that and be pretty proud of gaining a degree from a place like this.
And I guess one of the things that stands out the most to me is the teachers and how personable they are, how you feel like you can, you know, really connect to them in the classroom. I like the nice small class sizes. Teachers do the best they can to make sure that you thrive.
The thing that makes me the most proud is to see these students graduate, go out in the workforce, and when you see how they develop and how well they do, and when they come back to visit you and how successful they become, is what it's all about.
The staff here care about our students more than any other school I've stepped foot in. Just for the kids alone, it's a great school to come to, and for me, it's the best job I've ever had or probably will ever have.
Lake Area Technical Institute in South Dakota has been in the running for a new prize to recognize successful practices among outstanding community college. It's called the Aspen Prize, and LATI has been a finalist 3 years running, the only college to do so. They're the first college we profile in our Community College Challenge series. The Aspen Prize recognized innovative partnerships at LATI like the Think Big program, a partnership with Caterpillar dealerships. LATI President Michael Courtney says proudly, it's a way for a student to get his or her hands on some big, complicated rigs.
Our interaction and relationship with industry is probably what sets us apart from other colleges. The accolades are kind of the side story. It's because our faculty really know and care about their students. And then from that, things like, you know, the Aspen Award 3 consecutive times, the president coming to give our commencement address, are kind of an outflow of really what our faculty do just a great job at, and that is getting in touch with the students and teaching them what they need to learn.
toughest challenges for your students in this job environment?
Watertown, South Dakota's got a 2.6% unemployment rate. So the toughest challenge really is for them to really get into a career that's going to make them happy, and then picking an employer. A lot of our students will have their full-time employment already arranged and locked in December when they're yet to graduate in May.
Did the president get it when he was on your campus, or were you just one of any number of community colleges he might have delivered a commencement address to?
You know, I think he got it. I think he really understood the importance that community colleges have in workforce development and to this community. He talked about how a graduate from Lake Area Tech will earn 49% more than the other new starts in the area. Just 6 months after graduation, 98% of them will be either continuing their education or employed. One of the things I point out with regularity is Lake Area Tech wouldn't be Lake Area Tech if it wasn't in Watertown, South Dakota. The community here gives our students such an embrace. For our students to know that everybody here is pulling for them to succeed is a big reason that we have such a high graduation rate.
You've said that the community really embraces the students. Do you think the students reflect the community there?
You know, our focus really is on the workforce development here in South Dakota. 90% of our graduates will stay in South Dakota once they graduate. They do see themselves in this community. We don't teach people just how to weld. We teach them all they need to be what I call the whole person approach. So they learn responsibility, both social and personal responsibility. They learn outcomes, which is, can you set and achieve your goals? They learn how to communicate both written and orally. And then they get the knowledge piece of it, which is specific skills, whether they want to be a welder or a nurse, whatever it is that they've chosen as their occupation.
Do you think there are people in the community that you'd love to get to come to Lake Area School? And what would a free community college education program bring into your student body that you don't already have?
Over 50% of our students are Pell Grant recipients, so we have a significant number of low-income students. At the same time, South Dakota kind of has a free program for at least a limited number of folks. Governor Dugard and a gentleman named Denny Sanford have put up $50 million over the next 5 years to provide full-ride scholarships to students if they go to one of the four technical institutes and they enroll into one of our high-demand occupations. They will be getting a career, not just a scholarship, because at the end of their schooling, they're going to be employed in South Dakota for at least 3 years in that high field occupation. And our students make outstanding salaries and income once they graduate.
Is there a secret to your high graduation rate?
Yes, we believe that if a student makes a connection with someone and knows that that person cares about how they're doing in school, whether it's the parking lot attendant, their instructor, or somebody in the community, that has more impact on their success than what their incoming GPA is, what their ACT score was. That personal connection and somebody believing in you really turns the corner for a lot of our students and gives them the motivation to complete what is a very hard and rigorous program. One of the things we tell students as they're coming in is, you know, be with people that care about you and care about the people that you're with, and that way both of you will get through.
What is it about the way you do things at Lake Area Technical Institute that you think is translatable to some of the very different problems facing big city schools in L.A. and Chicago?
The biggest thing is the personal touch and the getting to know your students. We insist that our faculty know more than just their names, that they know their story. Everybody that comes here has a story and a background, and that impacts their education. That's something that can be duplicated, as can the thoughts that college is a pathway, not a destination. So talking to them about what they want to be and what path they need to get on to get to that is key. It keeps the students from what we call swirling. They know where they're going. They know what they want to achieve. And our goal is to facilitate them getting there. I tell the students, I don't want you coming here because the president was here, and I don't want you coming here because we're a top college in the nation. I want you coming here because you know what you want to do after you graduate, and you see a path that takes you through Lake Area Tech. That's why I want you here. The rest of the stuff's pretty cool, but that's not the core reason that we want you to pick Lake Area Tech.
Michael Cartney is the president of Lake Area Technical Institute. Tune in next week as we explore learning at El Paso Community College in El Paso, Texas. And until then, there's plenty more at thetakeaway.org/communitycollege.